Listener Production.
The economy headed off a cliff. Good morning, I'm Celeste Mitsiou. The RBA acknowledges it is a tight squeeze, but more rate rises are to come, sparking fears the country could enter a recession later this year. But Treasurer Jim Chalmers denies on the ABC this will become a stark reality.
I'm not going to predict or preempt. I'm not going to second guess. They have an important job to do to try and get on top of this inflation challenge without crunching the economy. There are signs that inflation has begun to moderate.
Well, ANZ and NAB have passed on the latest 0.25% rise in full to borrowers. Hope is fading for quake survivors in Turkey. Rescuers are continuing to search through the rubble in freezing conditions as voices are heard. The death toll has soared past 7,000. Fresh COVID booster approved for all adults. Those who haven't had the infection or vaccination in the last 6 months will be able to get an extra booster shot from Feb 20. The six-week trial of accused child abuser Mal Khalifa is due to begin today. The former Melbourne school principal fled to Israel and her extradition took more than a decade. And Tinder upgrade, the dating app, is making it easier for people to report offensive messages. No Cam Green, no worries for the Aussies. The all-rounder is in doubt to feature on the opening day of the first test against India tomorrow as he battles to overcome a fractured finger. Well, the hosts are toying with the idea of fielding four spinners. Aussie vice-captain Steve Smith says it's as unusual as the pitch conditions in Nagpur.
Can't really get a good gauge on it, I'm not sure. I don't think there'll be a heap of bounce in the wicket and maybe a bit of up and down movement as the game goes on.
And a decision on who will replace Aaron Finch's T20 skipper isn't expected until August.